With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Starting today, flights at the nation's 40 busiest airports being reduced because of the government shutdown. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic to maintain safety as air traffic controllers go unpaid and show signs of strain during the shutdown. Flight reductions are starting at 4% and will increase by 1% a day up to 10% next week. Airlines say they will try to minimize the impact on travelers, but the cuts could affect up to 250,000 passengers a day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
While the jobless rate remains low and the economy is still growing, the unemployed face the slowest pace of hiring in more than 10 years.
While big corporate layoffs often grab the headlines, it's been the unwillingness of many companies to add workers. It's created a more painful job market than the low 4.3% unemployment rate would suggest. It's also more bifurcated. The low-hire, low-fire economy has meant fewer layoffs for those with jobs, while the unemployed struggle to find work. Rich Thomason reporting.
Typhoon Kalamegi has brought fierce winds and torrential rains to Vietnam. It's left at least five people dead.
In Dak Lak, Vietnam resident tells the AP, our neighbor called us to tell us that the building has collapsed. When the typhoon was over, we came back from evacuation and saw this terrible scene. Three people have died in Dak Lak, two in Gia Lai province, while at least three others remain missing, according to state media.
As correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting, shareholders have done it. They've approved an historic compensation plan for Elon Musk, valued at around $878 billion, making it the largest in corporate history. On Wall Street, the major index is all struggling. The Dow's off 180 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life group wins a legal battle in Oregon.
The state requires employers to offer health insurance that includes coverage for abortion, something that Oregon Right to Life doesn't want to do. Now a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the pro-lifers, finding that the law violates the group's religious freedom. Oregon Right to Life says, quote, the attempt to force us to finance abortion, the precise human rights violation we're dedicated to opposing, is blatantly unconstitutional. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hollywood continues to push transgenderism in the LGBT agenda, despite evidence that most Americans are opposed to them. A new survey by the gay advocacy group GLAAD finds that across scripted primetime broadcast, cable, and streaming shows, there are 33 transgender characters and nearly 500 LGBT ones. ABC has the largest percentage of network LGBT series regulars. This is SRN News. A lot of coastline, and an EU maritime group has intervened to try and thwart Somali pirates taking advantage of that coastline to attack shipping in the area. They had hijacked a Malta flag tanker earlier this week, but now the maritime group is cracking down.
The force had found all its 24 mariners safe after an assault that had raised renewed fears about piracy in the region. The seizure of the Hellas Aphrodite, carrying a load of gasoline from India to South Africa, ended as the EU's ESPS Victoria came alongside the vessel. Special forces from the Spanish frigate boarded the tanker and released the 24 crew members.
That is Charles de Ledesma. The White House has reportedly blocked NVIDIA's plan to sell scaled-down AI chips to China. That's seen as a new escalation in the ongoing tech tensions between the U.S. and Beijing and could affect NVIDIA's fourth-quarter revenue. More details at SRNNews.com.